Hi there, this is Elistar with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Breeders' Cup Saturday, November 4th, sponsored by AmWager. You can get some of this analysis at my blog, AmWager Key Races and Bets blog at amwager.com/handicapping, or just go to amwager.com and click on handicapping. It is a great betting site with lots of advantages for the player. Highly recommend amwager.com. Today we're going to go over some of the races on that blog, a few of the races I've done around the web. Nothing for Sunday this weekend because we are concentrating on Saturday, but not just Breeders' Cup. However, I will start with the third race at Del Mar, the Breeders' Cup undercard stake, the Cutter Juvenile Turf Sprint, post time 11:20 Pacific, 2:20 Eastern. Number 5, Sound and Silence, is the horse to beat here. 4-for-8 in his career. First time Lasix, first time in the U.S. Lost by a head in a stakes race last out. And before that, won a Group 3 by 3. William Buick rides. He looks like the best here. The Europeans typically have a better turn of foot than the Americans. And he is one of the most heavily raced horses in the field, so he has a lot of experience. That being said, there are a number of horses to look at that may be worth betting. Sound of Silence, probably 5-2 or better. But I'll look at Elizabeth Darcy, number 11 for Wesley Ward, 1-3 for Ward, one of his typical horses that was bred for the turf, won first out on the grass in May, went to England, 6th in the Windsor Castle, 2nd in the Prix de Bois, and then 7th, comes back to the U.S. and back on Lasix, Jose Ortiz rides. She is a fast filly, Elizabeth Darcy. Treasuring, also very playable here. Treasuring is number 6, one of 2 for Godolphin. This one trained by locally based Southern Cal trainer Simon Callahan, who had a winner on Friday at Lasix. Ran badly last out in a Group 1. Before that, though, won a Group 3, the Cutter Club Cura Stakes. Actually is owned by Cutter Racing. Treasuring is, as well as Out of the Flames, the sponsor of this race. Out of the Flames would be next, also worth a look. Local jock Flavian Pratt, who won a couple on Friday, rides here. First time Lasix, only beaten 3/4 by Sound and Silence last time out. The runner-up, Abel Handy, came back to win that race. Sound and Silence lost on October 13th, so worth a look as well. Locally based March Express, who won the Bolton Landing in her second career start, and then 4th in the Talma behind Dixie Moon and Wonder Godot and Capital Temptress, who ran pretty poorly on Friday. But this is a sprint cutting back to one turn, might be the key. Javier Castellano gets on, and Fairyland the 1, Magnier Tabor and Smith with a win yesterday with Mendelssohn. Another trained by Wesley Ward, broker maiden at Keeneland very strongly in April. Didn't run well in England, came back to the U.S. just a half a length behind March Express. You have to go really deep here in the third at Del Mar, the Juvenile Turf Sprint, but I will bet Sound of Silence at 5-2 or better. And I will make win bets on overlays if I can get them at these fair odds or higher. Elizabeth Darcy, 5-1. Treasuring, 7-1. Out of the Flames, 7-1. March Express, 7-1. And Fairyland, 7-1. Moving on, 3:49 Eastern to the sixth race at Woodbine. The Labib Stakes. It's only a field of 6, but it's really playable here because Field of Courage, my pick, opens at 6-1. I've got a bad Moneyline second choice in Tower of Texas, who's 1-for-5 this year. He won the Connaught Cup at 7 furlongs in June. His last 2 have been without any excuse, very badly. He's dropping, but so are some others. Actually, others aren't dropping. Dimension is dropping, but Tower of Texas just looks off form. Field of Courage, on the other hand, is going the right way. You've got a grade 2 winner at 6-1, dropping into a non-graded stakes. He won the Nyrktic Stakes last month at Woodbine, 6 furlongs on the grass. This is a mile on the grass. His other 2 turf races before that were only so-so. But he did run 2nd in the restricted stakes at a mile and 16th on the all-weather before the Nyrktic. So you've got a grade 2 winner in form. Yes, he was 40-1 that day. Luis Contreras out of town in California, so Ramon Hernandez picks up the call, and that's fine. Hernandez is 20-for-60 for trainer Cassie in the last year and change at Woodbine. Just a really good play here on Field of Courage. I like him at 2-1 or better. I'll box him with the 2 other favorites at figure, not Tower of Texas, Box Field of Courage in Glenville Gardens, 4-5. Box Field of Courage in Shakamat, 4-2. But this truly is a key bet on this key betting blog, the 4 Field of Courage in the 6th at Woodbine, the Labib Stakes. Moving on, we'll go to the 9th at Aqueduct, a little stakes called the Chelsea Flower. It's a 2-year-old Philly Mile on the grass stakes. Not, of course, the quality of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Philly Turf yesterday, but some decent horses here. And I like the outside. There's some value with the 11, Mrs. Ramona G. for Jeremiah Englehart. She broke her maiden at Belmont at 6 furlongs on the grass. Showed a lot of maturity there coming from off the pace. A lot of people are going to wonder who some of these jockeys are riding today in New York, coming up from all over the place with big names in California. But Angel Cruz should be known to folks in the Northeast. He rides a lot for Graham Motion. He's a 37 for 385 on the year, 10% winning jockey. I'm not worried about him taking over for Luis Saez. Pratada is my second pick on the outside. 3/4 of a length behind Nighttime Lady with a lot of trouble, blocked to the 8th pole last out. It might have won as the heavy favorite to break her maiden. And the 10 Wise Gal, shipping up from Laurel. She's a stakes winner already. She won the Salima Stakes at 6 on the grass for Dove Houghton, who does pretty good with these. She's bred to get the mile. She's a daughter of Einstein. All playable here. Throw in the 1 Radiant Beauty, who's the one to catch for Rudy Rodriguez, Junior Alvarado riding. She can rate too, but she's got the rail I think she'll send. A lot of value in a 12-horse field here. Mrs. Ramona G is playable at 2-1 or better. Brittata, Wise Gal, probably 7-2 or better. Throw in the 1 Radiant Beauty. 4-4 is Exactabox, 11-12, 10-1. But I like Mrs. Ramona G on top in the Chelsea Flower. Back to Woodbine for another stake on the card. The 8th at Woodbine, post 4:53 Eastern, the Maple Leaf Stakes. Field of 8 going 1.25 miles here. And the 6 Involuntary gets top billing. He won the Flaming Page at 1.5 miles on the dirt. She did, one before last. She ran very well. And then she kind of just pooped out in the Canadian, cut back to 9 furlongs of grade 2. But this is a drop down from grade 3 to grade 2. She was 3rd, beaten to 0.5 length to Randa Bateria in the Dance Smartly before that, and 2nd in the Nassau. So I think she could rebound in this situation. It's also a possibility that Involuntary can go wire to wire here. There's not a real need the lead type in the race, and that's a good thing as well. Gary Boulanger rode her to her last win. Josie Carroll, always a tough, tough trainer. 24 wins in 101 races so far at the meeting. Involuntary, 4 for 11 in her career. I'll take Involuntary on top. For Exactas, I'll use the 1 Ice Festival as well on top, but she's not the bigger win bet because she's got 4 wins in 10 seconds in her career. She doesn't like to win. 0-3-2 for 6 this year. She got beat a neck last time out, but I love the jockey change here. David Moran is a good jockey, but Ramon Hernandez is fighting right now, as usual, with Husbands and Da Silva and Contreras for the top 4, and everybody else kind of a lot less wins at the Woodbine meeting. So that jockey change is big for Ice Festival. She won this race last year at 9-1. She was 9-2 last out when she ran 2nd to Gamble's Ghost, who I like, but not as much as 1.25 miles where she's 0-1, whereas Ice Festival is 1-1. So I like Involuntary to win at about 8-5 or better. Ice Festival, if you can get 5-2, which you probably can't, but you could make 2 win bets. And we'll play the exact of 1-6 Ice Festival and Voluntary over 1-2-4-6. 1-6 over 1-2-4-6 using Gamble's Ghost and Happiness in 2nd. Happiness ran 2nd, by the way, to Involuntary in the Flaming Page. She won her first 2 U.S. starts in April and May 2016 in New York. Then moved from Chad Brown to Graham Motion, who keeps her in training at Fair Hills in Maryland, and then is shipping her up from his base after a poor effort in the Glens Falls. So she's got a shot to run 2nd. That is the 4 Happiness. 1-6 over 1-2-4-6 in the 8th at Woodbine, the Maple Leaf Stakes. Post time, 4:53. Now back to a couple of Breeders' Cup races. I know it's kind of anticlimactic with the 10th on Breeders' Cup Day. The Breeders' Cup Juvenile, post time 6:58 Eastern, 3:58 Pacific, is certainly a race you need to play. It's a single. It's a free square. As I said in my written analysis at equibase.com, all 12 races, which you can get to see all my analysis and betting recommendations, I said, nothing to see here, move along. Bolt d'Oro should win unless something really unusual happens. Haven't seen a 2-year-old this quick and this smart in a long time at this time of year. He broke slow in his first two races and still won easily. And then in the front runner stakes, he just crushed the field, ran fast on everybody's scale. He's familiar with Southern California. Nakatani rides him. Other horses can jump up, run a big race. It does happen. I think the play here is to play whatever you'd bet to win on Bolt Oro at short odds as an exacta. I'm going to play exacta Bolt Oro, the 11 over the 2, 3, 5, 6, 1, 10. 11 over 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 10. The 1 is U.S. Navy Flag. The 2 is Solomini. The 3 is Varenne's Fire. The 5 is Free Drop Billy. The 6 is Good Magic. The 10 is Golden Dragon, who's working really well over the dirt, even though he's never run on it. 11 over 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 10 in the juvenile single. The 11 Bolt Oro on any pick 3 or pick 4 tickets you play. On to the classic, which my detailed analysis is free as part of our Equibase weekly feature race, because this is the biggest race in the country, always free there. You can check that out. And don't forget, you can check out the written blog of some of these races at AmWager every week, amwager.com. I like Collected here. Everybody that's read my analysis knows that. I think he's a horse that's peaking in the fall. Baffert, of course, has 4 here to try and beat Gunrunner. Collected can win on the lead. He can win from off the pace. He galloped out on top over Arrogate last time out, even though Arrogate did start to get to him at the end. 125 and 126 Equibase speed figures. A mile and a quarter is already in his bag. He won the Pacific Classic, of course, at the trip. 6-1 could prove to be a gift. He just happens to be a horse that's got really good. And he wasn't a bad horse last year. He's a 3-year-old because he won the Sham, 4th in the Southwest. He won the Southwest Racing Festival when the Sunland Derby was canceled because of a equine herpes virus outbreak. So it wasn't his fault. Didn't get the points. Won the Lexington. Couldn't get in the Derby. Ran lousy in the slop, throw that race out, and then came back this year, and he's 4-4. I think Collected is just a very good horse right here. Gunrunner's got to be in the same breath, though. You can't say much about bad about him. He got run down on a slightly wet track in Dubai, but other than that, he's won basically 6 in a row. He can proved he can run from just off the pace last time out in the Woodward. He put in 111 workout. He's going to be tough. I think it's Collected and Gunrunner all day here. For some pick 4 tickets, I'm going to throw in Arrogate, and I'm going to throw in West Coast, who's an improving 3-year-old, but he's just not fast enough in my mind. Back-to-back 115 Equibase speed figures compared to 121, 26, 31 for Gunrunner, 125, 26 for Collected. So I'm going to use him on a few tickets. Going to use 4 horses on a few pick 4 tickets, 11 Collected, 5 Gunrunner, 8 West Coast, 1 Arrogate. But mostly my win bet's on Collected here. My exact and trifecta is going to be Collected and Gunrunner 5-11 over 1-5-6-8-10-11. 5-11 over 1-5-6-8-10-11, throwing in Arrogate, Gunrunner, Collected, of course, West Coast. And then for second and third, I am going to throw in Pavel and Mubtahij. The 6 Mubtahij is in and out type, but he did win the Awesome again. He was urged a bit in that race, but it's Baffert, and on occasion he runs brilliantly, even though his best actually is good enough. When he was second in the Dubai World Cup, California Chrome last year, when he won the UAE Derby, when he lost by a head in the Woodward, he was in the 120 to 130 Equibase figure range, so he could do it. And Pavel's just scary. 4 times he's run. He's getting better with every start. He's probably not as good as these, but he went 110 to 116 when third in the Gold Cup. And in the Gold Cup, by the way, Pavel battled head-to-head with Keen Ice for about a half a mile. Keen Ice put him away for second. But that was good. I mean, to battle an older horse like that, Pavel had to get a lot of mental experience out of that. So I might bet $2 to win. He opens at 20-1. But for the most part, I like him in second and third. 5-11 over 1-5-6-8-10-11 exact and trifecta. Sure hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Key Races and Bets podcast sponsored by AmWager.com. Go to AmWager.com, check out my blog, check out their website, and we'll be back next Saturday for more. Good luck today.